Kenny Malkin practiced with us today and will not be, he'll be going on the trip with us, but will not be playing in tomorrow's game.
Dan, with regards to Malkin, the year before you got here and the year you got here, those were two pretty clean years for him in terms of health. Last 2 years, he's had some nagging injuries. I know he had a sinus infection recently. The process of him learning to play at his best level when injured, how have you seen him adjust at that over the past 2 years?
Well, I think that's probably got spotlights on him, a more gifted player, a higher-end player, when they're injured, because, he was a scoring champion and a consummate winner, and so a drop in level player production, you may look for reasons to, but that's part of playing in the National Hockey League is you're rarely at 100%. Dealing with that and playing your best, given those circumstances, is a challenge a lot of players go through on a yearly basis, and that's been a challenge for Gino. Certainly last year he had a few games out around the Christmas, December time period with a shoulder injury, and this year he's had some time off with a nagging knee injury, but playing at that level, the best level you can, given those circumstances, is a difficult challenge, and so probably the spotlight's on you a little more when you're been a previous scoring champion, aren't there right now. So Gino's dealt with that, and I think much like any player, you have to get ready to play your best, and Gino has played some good hockey, hasn't got the production for us this year, has worked on other parts of his game, and I think gotten better in some of those areas, but hasn't gotten the production, so the spotlight is on him, and that dealing with that spotlight's probably been most difficult part of this process for Gino.
Dan, are you able to get into what light rehab entails for Sid, and has he been on the ice at all?
Light rehab is very light exercise, moderate, very moderate biking activity, and he's been on the ice, but literally it's in track pants and up and down the ice, not in a workout type of mode, so it's very light activity. And that's part of what the doctors have prescribed as his functional rehab at this point. Again, progressing to the next level means he has to get better in certain areas, and he's going through that process right now.
Dan, why have you already decided that Malkin wouldn't be able to go tomorrow? And when you're coming off an extended break, do you do things a little differently for the first game or two? For example, do you stress shorter shifts, things like that?
Well, again, it's just dealing with his current injury, and he's not ready to go in for tomorrow's game. And yes, there is certain types of things that you talk about team-wise, both from an execution standpoint and getting back into the flow of a regular game. For us and the Rangers, we're going to be in similar boats where we have not played, they have not played. You're going to be dealing with a little bit of execution level, that timing that may not be there, but also the how you feel, how your legs feel, or it's not going to be up to speed yet. So shortness of shifts, how we manage the puck, the execution level that we expect is going to change a little bit, so that we want to put ourselves in the best position to have success as a team, and all those things will go into our game plan and talking to our players about what we should be executing at.
Hey Dan, most times during the All-Star break, the players who are in the All-Star game usually don't participate in practice right after. Whose call was that on Letang and Fleury being on the ice? And the second part is, how much have you looked at the schedule in February where you play, I think, 3-4, 4-6, and the stretch of 5-7?
I looked at it quite a bit and understand a couple different stretches we have this month and a lot of hockey in the month of February. I also, in terms of the All-Star break, you mentioned Chris and Mark, they did have a chance to get a couple days break where they were on vacation prior to going to Raleigh, so that factored into them coming back. Also, talking with both players, they felt like, and especially Mark, wanted to to get some work in today to try to get back up to speed. He kind of felt like he did a lot of stuff. He didn't do a lot of hockey stuff in the last couple of days, so he wanted to get on the ice and get some shots and get back up to speed. So felt pretty good that they got a couple of days where they did get to have some rest and relaxation, and they also wanted the opportunity to get back on the hockey page, so they practiced today.
Any more questions?
Well, just to clarify, Dan, it's Malkin's knee that's the issue now, not the sinus?
It's